95.5.
The Arch, please!
95.5.
Woo! Yes!
KLOS.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Did you know?
What?
Today is freaking Friday, man.
I didn't, what?
Yeah, it turns out.
What?
Yeah, I just saw a calendar. I didn't
Why
know.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
I'm just as surprised as you are.
Wow.
Who knew?
Wow, very exciting.
Weekend. I gotta do nothing. Woo!
I gotta be honest. Fridays are refreshing for me because when Sligo comes in on Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, everyone needs to die.
He's Eeyore. He's just Eeyore.
That's true, huh?
He's just like,
oh.
Here we go.
So when it gets to Thursday, Friday,
yes!
That's my payoff.
Woo!
He's excited.
How about, I don't know, leveling it all out. So it's kind of just.
I mean, that would be nice.
Right?
It's too much to hope for, I think.
Guess, I think so.
Yeah.
Me too, yeah.
Let's talk about today's show, shall
all
we?
Right.
Between 5 and 7, we do our All Request Fest.
That's right, man. I got some loud stuff already lined up. A couple people had asked for some really good songs over the last couple days, and we sort of stockpiled them. But starting at 5, live phone calls. What do you want to hear?
Love that. We are going to give away some tickets for the LA Kings on Monday.
Sweet.
The Triumphant Truckers. The story of the Triumphant Truckers.
That is a dangerous thing to say.
It's not. They're not doing themselves proud. Just say that.
Woohoo!
A positive story out of Ukraine, and people are dumb.
People are dumb.
Coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Yo!
The trucker convoy. You know the trucker convoy around Washington, D.C. has been going for about a month?
Wow, has it really been going that long?
Yeah.
Wow, where are they getting all that money for gas?
They call it the People's Convoy. And they started out, I believe, as anti-vaxxers, but now it's just pretty much general all against the government.
Oh, bitching.
Anti-government gripes.
Bitching about everything.
Undocumented immigrants, gas prices, critical race theory,
that
of
one
course.
Song, Convoy, that they hate so much, the Smokey and the Bandit
series. I
would
think
series.
They love that. But
no, they really hate it. It's weird. They want it shut down.
Apparently, they're having to pee themselves.
They're having to pee themselves?
Yes.
Pee themselves.
That's what I said,
I'm not sure what that means. Pee themselves. No one else will pee them?
The remaining truckers in Washington, D.C., who, by the way, are dwindling quickly, are circling the D.C. Beltway, mm-hmm. and they are unable to find bathrooms.
Aww.
So much so that they're peeing their pants with some regularity.
Ooh.
Gross.
That would be a really smelly cab. Can you imagine?
That is gross.
Ooh. I'm sure they're bathing a lot, too, so that's an added bonus.
Truckers speaking with People's Convoy organizer Ron Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Says the truckers have not been able to go to the bathroom while circling the Beltway. People have actually started peeing their pants. And they're very upset about this.
Hey, there should be, like, porta-potties provided so that we can buy the government so we can complain about the government.
So the leader says that the truckers believe the ultimate blame for their predicament lies in the Washington, D.C. mayor.
Okay.
And the D.C. Metropolitan Police. So they've decided that they're going to make citizens' arrests.
Okay, sure. That follows
on the mayor
the tracks. Okay, sure.
And all of the police in D.C.
They are gonna themselves get out of their trucks covered in pee.
Yes,
having not bathed in a long time.
Right,
run out of gas.
Uh huh.
And they're gonna arrest the police.
They are conducting citizens' arrests of Metro PD officers.
Wait, what's the exact complaint on this one?
And D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Yeah, why?
Bowser,
why is Bowser going down? That dude from Shauna?
No, I think that's a different.
Oh, I see.
That's
okay.
A different
I thought maybe
one.
He'd really moved up in the world.
I am fascinated by citizens' arrests. I love it.
It is a weird concept.
I want to talk to anyone who's done it. We don't have time today. Maybe we can do it in another
down the
day.
Line.
But
is it even really truly legal?
I don't know.
It's like I can arrest you right now because I don't know, you're Kevin. Well, I've arrested him because he's a Kevin.
No court would throw that out.
Well, what is their exact complaint? I mean, why are they arresting the police?
I don't know, other than they are not allowed to pee. I don't know.
Pee where?
In a bathroom that's provided for them? I don't know.
I think they've been out there breathing those fumes for so long, they've just straight up lost their minds.
I don't know if you've heard any of them interviewed.
I don't have. Sometimes.
Oh, you would like
the
it.
The patience.
Oh, no, you
thin.
Would like it.
Patients are thin for them.
Oh, no, you would like it. You would like it because they are.
Dumb are they?
They're not the smartest truckers. Right. The smartest truckers are already gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So these guys are
I love truckers, BTW. I really do. I love that lifestyle. I had a friend who was really this close to getting into it, and I was like, yeah, you should do it. And I wanted to, like, go along with him on rides and everything. I think it's awesome. It's amazing. But
I don't share your enthusiasm for it,
yeah,
but okay.
Sure. Yeah, but, you know, but when you start using your truck as a weapon.
Yes.
or an annoyance.
And they're just circling Washington, D.C.
as a bathroom.
And now they are going to make citizens' arrests of the police.
Good.
So
let's do that, too. You and I should start arresting the police, Kevin. What do you think? Because I peed myself, and now I'm really mad.
I mean, I don't know that they're to blame for you peeing yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Totally. Citizens, so is the mayor.
Citizens arrest it is.
Yeah, who's the mayor of L.A.?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
I try to find a positive war story, a positive story about Ukraine. Everything else has been humans being kind for the most part.
Right.
This particular one is someone dying, and I love it. I'm sorry, I love it.
I don't know what that means.
I'm just going to tell you that Putin lost his fifth general.
Oh, wow.
There's a top,
five generals already.
This is a top commander who bragged that the war would be over in a few hours.
And he's now underground.
And now he is dead.
I hope he had some, what was it? She was trying to get the soldiers, the Ukrainian woman, to put in their pockets so that when they get buried.
Yeah, sunflower seeds. Yes.
I hope he had a bunch in his pocket.
So that when they die in Ukraine, sunflowers
will do something good. Yeah.
Lieutenant General Yakov Razantsev, who is the commander of the Army's 49th Combined Armed Division, became the fifth general to be killed after just being taken out by a strike by the Ukrainian Armed Forces. I love...
Yeah, they are fighting back.
I know you're not supposed to love death. I get it.
Right. No, man, but if someone...
These are people who are targeting civilians.
Yes.
F them.
Yes.
I hope they get killed.
Yes.
In this particular case, the general's death means the Russian army has now lost a staggering 16 military commanders in 1 month.
Wow, that is pretty amazing. Especially with Russia, you would think... Yeah, I hate to say this, but I think if they were on the right cause, they were doing the right thing in the world for some reason, that would not be the case. Do you know what I mean?
But
you're already kind of demoralized going into this because you know it's wrong.
Right.
You don't care what Putin wants. You know it's wrong.
Right. So. And most of the Russians don't even like it.
No.
But if you're going to target civilians, then I'm going
to
cheer the fact that another general in your army is now dead.
Yeah. You have something from the mayor?
This is the mayor of Kyiv talking about their resolve.
Okay.
I'm more than sure we win this fight. I'm more than sure the Russians never came to our hometown, to Kyiv, to capital of Ukraine, because we're fighting for our principles, for our children. That's why we're ready to die, defend our cities.
Nice. Yeah, and did they destroy one of their ships?
Yes, a couple of their ships.
Yeah.
It seems to they really seem to be running into resistance they did not expect.
100%.
And it's, it's a lot of the world rallying around Ukraine and giving them military support and everything else. And everybody just being on the right side of this particular event.
Oh, sorry, Putin. We knew you would like to shove some more cash into your pockets, but the rest of the world isn't really on board with you.
Not down with that.
You jackass.
Now he's a pariah.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Totally. So, sound of an electric unicycle here at the end of the song.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. There it goes. I see that they...
That doesn't sound electric.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Totally electric unicycle.
Weird.
I see that someone suggested maybe you get one with training wheels if you ever wanted to try it.
Yeah, I saw that. I could wreck that.
Oh, easy.
Let's not act like I can't.
That's the way to get to work now.
At 350... ish.
Somewhere around there.
Or 550. We try to do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Man tries to hide over 50 reptiles in his clothes and smuggle them across the border.
50?
Reptiles.
50.
A man put dozens of horned lizards.
Okay.
And snakes.
Oh, cool. Your favorite.
In plastic bags.
In plastic. Okay.
That doesn't seem like that would hold a snake thing.
No. Plus, what about suffocation?
Well, I don't think he cares.
Yeah, I guess not.
Then hid them in his clothing in an attempt to smuggle them across the Mexico-U.S. border. The incident occurred about 3 a.m. February 25th.
3 in the morning?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, yeah, there's even less people there, so there's
that's what I thought. My first thought was, why don't you go during rush hour or whatever that is?
And why don't you take one, not 50?
Located on the border south of San Diego across from Tijuana.
Tijuana dance.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection said they asked for a further inspection of his truck, and then the man got out and they searched the man, and he revealed 52 different bags of live animals.
I see. So he was sitting in his... I thought he was like, you know, you walk in sometimes to the...
Right.
Yeah, I thought he was doing that. But at least he was sitting in the vehicle.
Oh, no, he's doing that.
Yeah, yeah, gets out.
No, he's doing what you think.
Really?
Yeah. Because they searched him. They found 43 horned lizards and 9 snakes. The reptiles were hidden in the man's jacket.
Okay. Good place.
Pants pockets.
I put them there a lot myself. Mm-hmm. Horny toads and whatnot.
Groin area.
Oh, generally I don't leave them there.
The dude put horny toads, horny lizards, and 9 snakes.
Wow. Why? What was he thinking?
I think you can sell them because some of them were rare, I think. So it's a money thing.
I'm going to put them like, all right, you got a truck, right? Build out a fake bottom to your truck and stick them all in there. Don't put them in your clothes, you moron. That's insane.
He put them in his groin area. I mean, let's be honest, that means his underwear. Come on.
They got to be making their way to the other side, too. Got to be a little flip side action, I would think.
You know what they should have done? They should have put this guy, they arrested him and took the animals. But
put him in a freak show?
No, they should have put him in jail and just left the animals there.
Yes. Yes.
Listen, we're just going to leave you with your animals for about 5 or 6 hours.
See what happens.
And then we'll come take care of them, make sure they're okay. But first, they're going to take care of you.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
That's not a perfect example of one of my favorite sounds, but I do love trains. I love trains in the distance. We're just talking about sound effects yesterday and sounds that you hear in the world.
You were talking about a can opening.
Yes.
Something that small.
Yeah.
Is like, oh yeah. Yeah, that's a heads up for something good that's coming.
Yeah, I popped open a can last night. And I was going to pour in my vodka mix, and my wife's like, ooh, that's a good sound, because she knew booze. Yeah.
She knew booze.
Booze is on the way.
Booze next.
And then we started talking about, like, favorite sound effects. And I was like, one of my favorite sounds, and this is kind of weird, is billiards. Like, you racking them up and then playing.
Really?
I just love that sound. I used to play a lot of billiards when I was a kid, a lot of pool.
That explains a lot.
I love it. Yeah, right. You would think I'd be really good at it since I played, but I wasn't very good.
This is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
You're in the mountains.
Okay.
You're backpacking.
Right.
And you start a fire. I love it so much.
There is nothing better than sitting there.
I could sit and watch a fire for 10 hours.
Yep.
I don't know why. It's just mesmerizing.
And I'm very good at building campfires. Building fires in general, for that matter. Yeah.
We're both pyromaniacs. That's great.
I love the surf. Any chance I get to be up by the ocean? There's a place in San Diego, Del Mar, actually. It's called Del Mar Beach Motel.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this old 60s beach motel. It's kind of cheesy.
It's kind of dumpy.
It is right on the water, though.
Right
on the
kind of dumpy.
Pretty dumpy.
Okay.
And it's awesome, and you can hear the surf all night.
Yeah. All right, so your favorite sounds. That's what we want to hear. 818-955-KLOS.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. What is your favorite sound?
You know, that sound that just kind of puts you in the right mood for whatever, just kind of changes your frame of mind all of a sudden. Just snap, you're there. What is it? 818-955-KLOS. Distant trains. Oh, yeah, there you go. That. They have to be distant, though. If they're, like, close, then it's kind of annoying. But when I hear them way off in the distance...
Distant train.
Yeah.
That's strange. All right.
I love that sound.
It's weird that you like it in the distance, but not up close.
Now, if it's up close, it's kind of annoying. But if it's way it's the hell out there somewhere, yeah, then it's kind of cool.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. Your favorite sound.
Oh, what a beautiful sound that is.
Right?
That is a beautiful sound.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to do that again in just a couple hours, man. I cannot wait.
We were talking about your favorite sounds. It started with a little can opening.
Mm, there you go. Nice.
Now I've turned that up a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Because that means refreshment is on the way. And then KLOS, hello.
So there's nothing that's going to snap my head quicker and put me in a state of happiness hearing a old school muscle car starting up and then idling.
Oh, that's good. I
pretty
like that.
Sweet.
Yeah. Nice.
That's great.
Yeah, like a 69 Yanko or, you know, any old mobile. Ooh.
Sounds like he's having a little trouble. Oh, there we go. That's nice. That you like, huh? You like that? Nice, man. Who are you?
My name's Brad. How you doing?
Brad, good. Are you visibly turned on right now?
Oh, you have no idea. Memories.
Right on, Brad. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, my favorite sound would be waking up to my alarm, which is playing KLOS.
Ah, what a brown noser, but thank you. We'll take it.
I would smash it anyway, man. Anything waking my ass up, I hate it. But thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a couple of them.
All right.
When I used to live in Germany, the sound of church bells in a little village just does something to me. I don't know why.
That makes sense.
That's a great sound. The other one is...
Is that a pigeon?
Know. Are you having an episode, sir? Are you okay?
Is that a pigeon? What is that?
No, that's it's got a little water in it, a tube.
Oh, yeah, a little water bong
oh,
action.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You mean this. Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes,
a good sound.
That's a good sound. Yep, you are correct.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955.
What about this one? Hang on.
Oh, yeah. What do you got? Oh,
I got another bomb.
Oh, please. Yeah.
So we need to see if we like this one better.
Okay.
That sounds like little cartoon people running.
It did. I think that's one of those really hardcore lighters, you know?
Oh, I gotcha.
What do you call those things? I don't know. When you plug them in.
A torch thing?
Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Those will burn good. Yeah. Wait, there's one more sound people seem to like.
Talking about your favorite sounds. We started with a can opening because it meant refreshments on the way.
Refreshments on the way.
Correct.
Refreshments!
KLOS, hello.
Hey, my name is Dewey. Hey, Mark. I was going to say Mark and Brian.
Yeah, no worries. We'll take it.
Mine was pool, too.
I love all sounds associated with billiards.
You know, my wife, she changes to bowling.
Oh, okay.
We go to the bowling alley where the pool tables were at.
Mm-hmm.
After the tournament, we'd be in the pool.
Yeah, it's a good sound, isn't it?
After the bowling, I had to go to the pool hall.
I totally, and there's usually one attached, which is nice.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Right on, man.
Thank you for calling.
Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So this was about the best sound or something, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Your favorite sound.
Okay, so my favorite sound would be like when I'm at the beach, got like nice breeze going, you know what I mean? You hear the wave crashing and there's like a prop plane going, coming and going. You know what I mean?
Wow, that's quite a...
Really, you like the prop plane?
That's quite a complex sound.
Yeah.
What's the advertising? That's the question.
The whole salinity that comes with it.
Right.
I hear you. I get that from the ocean, too. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. We're talking about your favorite sound.
Hi. My favorite sound is babies laughing.
Aww, babies laughing.
That's nice.
I love that too.
Yeah, that is cute.
Thank you.
Wait until they grow up and they start stealing bourbon for you.
Right?
Right.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi, you guys are talking about the best sound?
Yeah, your favorite sound.
Yes, I have two. One is a tattoo gun.
Okay. Oh, really?
Excellent.
Nice.
Yeah. And the second one is the sound a bong makes when you're taking a hit. Yes.
Here we go. We got it for you.
Mmm. Yep. Or.
Wow.
It seems a little aggressive for a bong. 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have four tickets to see the LA Kings as they take on the Seattle Kraken again for the second time in two nights.
Damn straight. And we're willing to let them go for less than $100.
This is it's at this Monday at crypto.com arena. Tickets at lakings.com/tickets. Or you can call right now and play a game of hockey slang.
And then you're just going to give them away?
Yep.
I can sell these.
Four tickets.
Come
four.
On.
818-955-KLOS.
You be caller 13, and we're going to ask you some questions. You're not going to tell them what they have to do, right?
It's just slang. It's hockey slang.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hockey slang. So mm-hmm. If you think you know, call now. You're going to be caller 13, and your name will go in a hat.
It's not a hat, but all right,
it's
whatever.
A cat.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll take a baseball bat to your head. I don't know what though. Good luck.
What's the use? petty. What's the use of having a clock if it just runs? It runs out to 00 about 15 seconds before the song ends.
It's very confusing in
here. What's the use?
This is a very confusing.
Why have it?
That is Eddie Spaghetti Vedward without his Pearl Jam pals. It's his latest Brother the Cloud, and it's 15 seconds longer than what it claims on this little machine.
Super weird.
It's very confusing.
All right, we have four tickets to join the LA Kings as they take on the Seattle Kraken on Monday night.
BTW, it's the KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Don't say BTW.
Okay.
KLOS, who's this?
Philip.
All right, Philip, are you ready for some hockey slang?
Yes.
All right. Hang on a second. I haven't done this. I should have done this off the air.
Oh.
Let me just.
For crying. I'm sorry, Philip. Do you want me to take a hockey stick to his head?
Tear off the pieces of paper so that I can do a drawing. All right, Philip, your slang is mitts. What does it mean in hockey when they say mitts?
It's their gloves.
Their gloves and or their hands, yes.
Oh, there you go.
Well done.
Philip, hold on. Don't go away.
It was worth the wait. Going.
Yeah, really, really wasn't. You're right. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, it's Zach.
Zach.
Zach. All right, are you ready for your hockey slang?
I'm ready, man. Let's do it.
A clapper.
What is a clapper? Clap on.
Clap off. Off. The clapper.
A clapper's got to be...
No, sorry. It's another name for a slap shot.
Paul Newman could have told you that for sure, without any doubt.
KLOS, hello. Who's this?
Kenny.
Kenny. Are you ready for hockey
slang? You
haven't
been killed yet? Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, ready.
All right. In hockey, what is a goon? A goon.
He likes to fight a lot.
That's correct. He's the fighter.
Well, there you go. All right. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back to you if your name is drawn out of Kevin's buttocks.
I don't put him in my buttocks.
Liar!
On Mike. Fridays.
Who is this?
Caller 13, hockey tickets. This is Paul from Ventura.
That's a long name. Is that all on your...
All right. Are you ready?
You ready.
Hockey slang. What does it mean to be a journeyman?
Someone who's been in the league for a long time.
And played for a lot of teams, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, average player who plays a lot. Gotcha. Okay.
All right, we're going to put you in the cauldron, and if we pull you out, then you'll be scalded and ruined, but you might have tickets, so don't go away. KLOS, who are you?
David Garcia.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What does it mean in hockey when they say picking his pocket?
To steal the puck.
Yes, it is.
Wow, everybody's getting him today.
Nicely
done. David, don't wander off. You stay there, and you might be going to the game. KLOS, who are you?
One more.
It's Paul.
What is your name?
Paul?
Paul.
All right. We got dueling Pauls. We got line 6 and line 8 Pauls. Do you guys want to fight it out later just for the hell of it?
No. Sure.
Okay. Nice.
All right. Here's your slang, Paul. What is a twig?
What's a twig?
Twig's a stick.
Hockey stick. Everybody knows some days.
That's easy.
Everybody knows some days.
We're going to put you on hold, and we'll come back to you if you are drawn out of Kevin's...
buttocks?
That's the technical term, yeah.
That is the technical term.
I see that you're shuffling up the names there, and you're going to pull out. But did you make note of which Paul?
Paul 1.
Oh, Paul 1. Oh, yes. Well done, you.
Yes.
Paul 1, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, because I get to tell you you're going to the hockey game.
You get 4 tickets.
Yeah, go Kings!
For the LA Kings as they take on the Seattle Kraken Monday at Crypto.com Arena. 4 tickets for you. Tickets at LAKings.com/tickets if you'd like to buy them.
Congratulations, Paul 1.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to hear Rob Zombie.
Wow, I made that happen really quick.
That was the quickest request ever. 818-955-KLOS every Friday afternoon between 5 and 7 o'clock. We play all requests. What will get your weekend started right?
And if we can find it, doesn't matter what it is, we'll throw it on for you. 818-955-KLOS.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, can you guys play something from Canada? I don't know what's legal for you guys. April Wine or something. I don't know how that works.
Highly illegal.
It is illegal.
Extremely. So very, very illegal. We're going to go to jail for it, but here is I Like to Rock, April Wine on KLOS.
I love that one. Yeah, let it rip, man.
Debbie in West Hills got a hold of us, wanted to hear that one from Drama Rama on the All Request Fest.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, you calling for songs?
Yes, yeah. It's our All Request Fest.
Oh, nice. Can you have some Judas Priest on?
Hell yeah, absolutely. Who are you?
Great. My name's Juan.
Anything in particular?
Anything.
The All Request Fest!
It's the All Request Fest. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's the All Request Fest.
It's All Request Fest!
Who's this?
I'm Marty.
Marty, where are you calling from?
Tarzana, California.
Love you guys.
Ah, thanks,
you guys,
man.
Are awesome.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
What do you want to hear?
Queensryche, Jet City Woman.
I was just checking the official records, and it's been a little too long since we had any Queensryche. So here you go!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello?
I was calling to see if you guys could play a jam for me on the way home in the free ride.
What do you want to hear?
People of the Sun from Rage.
Rage Against the Machine. Kevin, how do you feel about that?
Yes!
It is my favorite Rage Against the Machine song,
yes!
I think.
Yes!
Oh, that's a gooder.
That's a great song.
Kevin is fully on board
yes,
with that.
Yes, please.
I know that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo's All Request Fest. We got a request for the Cure's version of that song, Purple Haze.
Oh, yeah. We got that a while back, huh?
We don't have it here, but I'll bring it in next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, next Friday.
Oh, sweet. Yep. All right. Well, it's the ARF, the All Request Fest. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you? Finally, somebody answered the phone today that I actually want to talk to.
It is our All Request Fest. Do you have a song?
I do. How about Night Ranger? You can still rock in America.
Slayer's cover of In It Got a DeVita. That was for.
You forgot. Say you forgot.
That was for you know who you are.
You forgot. Elsie and Sherman Oaks wants to hear Muse.
Yeah, Muse!
That's next on the All Request Fest. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and it's our All Request Fest.
Yeah! I heard from Ben in Glendale. I said, hey, you're going to play Van Halen. Why don't you put his kid on as well? So, all right, here's Epiphany.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo's All Request Fest.
Wolfie, that is for Ben in Glendale. And, you know, he was Matt Pinfield's guest not too long ago on his Sunday night show.
That's a great show.
Yeah, it's a really good show. Who gets Simon Le Bon is going to be his guest.
Is that right?
This Sunday night at 8. How bizarre is that?
Interesting.
Yeah, Matt Pinfield. Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
Got a tweet from Mel saying, got our St. Jude hoodies this week.
Yeah!
Thank you, KLOS. Any chance we can hear Hellion Electric Eye by Judas Priest?
Now, this came in last week, and I was already home drinking by the time I saw this damn tweet. So, Mel, more than happy to play it for you. A week later! Sheesh kabibble!
Listen, we get to it when we can.
This guy. That's for you, Mel. Thanks for all your awesome requests on our precious little request fest. Woo! All request fest!
Let's do the Doors. Break on through.
Color it done. You know, I used to play Feelings, Herb Alpert, at the end of the Saturday night party pit over at that other place.
Right.
And I would play the whole song sometimes. We'd all be crying.
Why would you do that?
You know, it was a beautiful wrap-up to the end of... Yeah. You know, like that Greg guy, he plays some classical piece every night as he's leaving. Yeah.
Huh.
But I think maybe I'll start bringing it in for the All Request Fest.
No, maybe not.
Herb Alpert, Feelings?
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Uh-huh.
The truckers circling Washington, D.C. to protest everything they don't like don't have a place to go to the bathroom. So basically, they're peeing on themselves.
I mean, literally peeing on themselves in the cab.
And their answer is to place police officers in citizens' arrest.
As a direct result of their pee.
Somebody hand me some popcorn, because this is going to get good. We asked for your favorite sounds, and one dude called in to say, a day at the beach with the sound of the surf and a biplane pulling a banner.
Yeah, but that was hard to find, but we found it.
Oddly specific.
Yeah, we found that sound.
And if people are dumb, a man in San Diego tried to cross the border from Tijuana with snakes hidden in his underwear.
Yeah, that's your favorite thing.
So that seems not good.
Beautiful thing. Mm. All right, I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
And we'll see you Monday. Peace out.
Oh, one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
The cash cow?
He looks delicious, the cash cow. You ever notice?
I don't look at a cash cow as for to look delicious.
I want
to
eat.
I find
cow.
It sexy.
We might be talking about the same thing. I don't know.
Here is the word this hour.
Okay.
Milk.
Milk.
M-I-L-K. Milk.
Milk. I have never liked milk.
Did you ever drink?
No, glasses of milk?
Yeah.
Ah, man, I went over to a friend's house one time. They poured out a big glass of milk, and they were all drinking. I'm like, this is disgusting.
You ever had milk with Oreos?
Blech. Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Okay.
Milk. 68683 for your shot to win $2,000. Who won yesterday? Do you have that there?
Yesterday was Leslie Medina from Bellflower.
Leslie, well done. $2,000 yesterday, and standard data messaging rates apply, whatever that means, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s up until 10 o'clock tonight.
The sound of moolah.
Yeah.
Moolah.
Bessie. Bessie is the word right now.
Is Bessie the name of our cow?
I'm starting to think that, but she looks more like a daisy to me. I don't know.
It's Bessie.
That is right. That's the wang thing. The wang you need to text right now. To 68683. Wang Bessie to 68683. For your shot to win $2,000. Standard data messaging applies. And you have another shot to win on the 20s all night long.
Now.
Toast 10.
Is that a cow?
Black cow. Ooh. Black dog, black cow.
Ooh.
Black little heart.
Moolah.
Moolah. Black milk.
Yes, please.
Moolah.
Moolah. Yeah, if you want to win some of that.
It's the KLOS cash cow. Text tail to 68683.
Yeah!
Tail.
Woo! That's the way to get a Friday started. Little tail.
Like a cow tail.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
T-A-I-L to 68683.
And standard messaging, you know that rest of the spiel. Good luck. You might win $2,000. All right, so I see a nice big fat cow wandering our way.
It's big boned.
And delicious. I'm telling you, one of these days.
Moolah.
Bell. Bell is the word this hour.
B-E-L-L.
That's right. You're supposed to text that too. Do you know what the number is to text, Kevin?
68683.
Woo! Damn straight, girl. Bell to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more chances to win every hour. Up until about 10 o'clock tonight, about 20 minutes after the hour. Good luck! Deep Purple's Machine Head album was released on this day in rock in 1972. A young Gavin Rossdale took notice. GNR signed up with Geffen Records on this day in rock in 1986. Appetite for Destruction went on to sell 18 million copies just in these United States alone. Bob Dylan won himself an Oscar on this day in rock in 2001. He won the Academy Award for Best Original Song for Things Have Changed from the movie Wonder Boys.